Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, well, apparently, y'all, that means you, Americans, us, are not really confident in the direction the economy is going right now. Seems to be a trend, though, over the last several months and I guess even years to discuss with us some new polling. CNN economics reporter Elizabeth Buchwald is with us on 104.1 FM KMOX. Elizabeth, appreciate your time. How are you?
I'm doing all right. It's hot out there.
Oh, man, you have no idea. Actually, you probably do.
Really hot. Well, the East Coast, I don't know if you're in the East Coast.
They've got a thing going on,
it's
too.
It's like 100 degrees in Boston today.
Yeah, we are. We're giving you some competition.
So do you have an air conditioner?
I do. Don't ask me what my electric bill is. I'm not looking at it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, some of the recent polling, and I guess this isn't unusual because, you know, going back to last year during the previous administration, people had low confidence in the economy, that it was not doing very well. You haven't heard a lot about the economy lately. People don't talk about it the way they did 6 or 7 months ago, but apparently they don't really feel good about where it is.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things that's kind of a reaction. It's like almost like the stock market. It goes up and down and fluctuates a lot as news comes in and out. And so we saw that from the prior month, from May, people's feelings about the economy took a dive across the board. And what happened in May was we had a deal announced with China that lowered tariffs there and kind of that ongoing pause. But as those feelings faded and uncertainty continued about the path forward with tariffs and the tensions across the Middle East rose, we saw Americans feeling worse about the economy.
When we look at how Americans act when they don't have a lot of confidence in the economy, where do we see those trends the most?
It's a lot of big ticket purchases. So if you're not sure of what your finances are going to be, you're going to be more hesitant to make a purchase like an appliance or a home. And a lot of consumers in the survey did say that they have a lot of uncertainty about where their income is going to be, about job security. So those are the types of things you would expect to see a pullback there in spending.
So is it really all that much different? And because to me, as I said a moment ago, the narrative or at least the discussion about the economy and, you know, how high prices are and nothing's good right now, that was pretty prominent in the summer of last year. But it doesn't seem to be the conversation now. So is there a dissonance here, or is this, you know, just about narrative?
I think it depends what circle you're in. We are seeing, so the headline inflation numbers have been pretty stable, much to a lot of economists' surprise. And they've kind of been saying it's only a matter of time. It could be this summer that we actually start to see tariff-induced price increases, and plenty of companies, including Walmart and others. I've gotten emails from various companies as well saying, you know, we're going to be raising our prices. Come buy our stuff now. part of me wonders if that's a marketing tactic or not. But nevertheless, they're saying that we are going to have higher prices. So people are talking about that, I would say. But on a large scale, we're not seeing those price increases show up. And I think that's part of the reason why we might not be hearing people talk about this as much.
I hope I can ask this question in a way that makes sense. But as you noted, people are putting off some big purchases like electronics and homes, but other big ticket items like cars or appliances are still strong. When you are looking at the numbers, at economics, at consumer confidence, have we noticed that the trends of how Americans act change enough that maybe old indicators aren't the same indicators as they are, you know, as they are today?
No, that's a very fair question. I think, well, one of the things, surveys, including the government, they've had trouble getting people to actually respond to them, and that creates some issues. But I think the greater issue at hand for economists and anyone else to make sense of these surveys is, do they actually add up with people's actions? So people were predicting 2 years ago, even last year too, recession, recession. They weren't acting like it. They were still spending on Taylor Swift and Beyonce.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Not exactly how you would expect people to act. So that's why I always say to take surveys like this with a grain of salt. But that's not to say they don't mean anything, because we have seen in past recessions that, yeah, consumer sentiment will go down a lot.
And I'll throw this in there as well. Like, obviously, we talk a lot about the price of eggs, and then we talk about the economy and consumer confidence. But then, like you said, people are still going to Taylor Swift concerts, and I don't know how families afford Disney World, but people are still going to Disney World, and that is so expensive. So is it just that people are shifting how they're spending their money?
I think that's part of it. Yeah. I mean, we are seeing, and CEOs, I forget which airline, but I think actually all of them have been warning in a sense that travel is slumping a little bit. So discretionary spending, the things that you don't need in your immediate future, I think you would expect to see some of that decline, but it's not falling off a cliff by any means at this point right now. And, you know, that's a good thing for the economy.
So when there is a conflict like is going on across the world right now, and it could affect prices here eventually, whether it's in shipping or oil or whatever it is, generally speaking, when something like this is happening, how do Americans end up adjusting or reacting to that?
Assuming that it actually does hit, like, the oil, or the, we don't buy oil, we buy gasoline most. I don't know about you, but I guess speaking for myself.
I've got a little refinery in my backyard.
Very nice.
I have a beard.
But until it hits what you're paying in your bills, most people aren't going to have much of a reaction. And we saw, you know, the stock market wasn't completely cratering, even though this was a conflict that had, and it still does have, huge financial ramifications. So it's basically until you start to see it hit your wallet that people have reactions. And, you know, we saw during the Russia-Ukraine conflict, when gas prices did indeed go up, that consumers were adjusting their activities. They weren't eating out as much to save on gas to get places, and looking towards more public transportation, things like that.
Elizabeth, I don't know if this is in your purview, obviously focusing here on the United States or North America, but do we know anything about consumer confidence in Europe right now, and how that might correlate or not with what we are experiencing here?
Yeah, I can't speak to Europe as much. What I will say that's been kind of interesting there is we've seen more of a flight to their stock market. So American investors pouring money in there. And that in some ways is a gauge of confidence in their economy. So I think there's something to be said for that, but I can't speak to consumer confidence gauges there. I don't cover that as much, but yeah. I think it is interesting to follow money from the U.S. flowing into the European stock market when it used to be more of the other way around.
And just as a point here that you noted in your story for CNN, this poll that we're talking about now about consumer confidence, this was just days before the U.S. bombed the nuclear sites in Iran. So I guess the next time we look at consumer confidence, it could be revealing as well.
Yeah, that's correct. I think it would be interesting to see. But now, of course, there's been a ceasefire, which who knows if that will continue to last. But if that does, perhaps consumer confidence would go up a little bit more from this period. But it's far too early to say.
I don't know how much they break down consumer confidence by demographics or age groups. But do we have any numbers on that? Like, well, boomers are feeling okay, but millennials don't have as much confidence. Do they break it down that way?
Yeah, they do. I, for the sake of my story, was most interested in the political demographic reactions. And what I found to be most interesting was that the confidence readings fell month to month the most among Republicans, which is kind of interesting there. But still, they have more confidence in the economy than Democrats, independents, and people who did not identify. They don't give a reason why in the survey. I tried asking a little bit more, and it's hard to say, but I think they just give things on a broad measure of why Americans are feeling the way they do. But it is always interesting to follow the trends on how they differ between age groups and income levels. I know it was falling across the board for all groups. So.
Sort of touched on this already a little bit, but is it more challenging to conduct surveys, polls like this now than it was maybe 5, 10 years ago?
Oh, for sure. I mean, people are getting inundated with first so much junk texts and emails and phone calls. So people are more hesitant to respond to things. And just to conduct any kind of survey, you want to have a larger, more diverse sample size. So reaching more people is more helpful to get a useful result in the end. And, you know, the group that puts this out, they do a great job, the government as well, at still getting a really good survey out there that is statistically significant. And I think any statistician would sign off on and say, yep, this is a good read. But there's kind of fears that as we go on, and especially on the government side with potential funding cuts on some surveys, that the quality could get worse over time.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Okay, this is a... my nickname, apropos of nothing. This happens all the time. But I was looking at one of your previous stories about federal holidays and how the president is saying that we have too many federal holidays and they're hurting the economy. You wrote a piece on this. What did you find out about federal holidays? I love federal holidays.
Yeah, I mean, who doesn't? I'm just kidding. There are a lot of people, clearly, that don't. I think so. There's a mixed board that in the short term that you could see people taking off. I don't know if this is the case at your workplace, but I've seen it very much at mine, that when there's a federal holiday, people schedule vacations around it. So before July 4th, someone's taken off for a week. The other person has to pick up the slack and their productivity levels go down. So GDP, gross domestic product, there's studies that measure that there's a decline in the short run. But over the long term, having time off, like federal holidays, has been shown to have benefits for mental health and productivity, people avoiding burnout, and then also spending. People go out and spend on federal holidays, assuming stores aren't closed, but even online as well. And small businesses have benefited from it. So it's a mixed bag.
When you say short term versus long term, are you talking like short term over a 48-hour period and then long term over weeks and months? Or what exactly do you mean?
Short term, it would mean a couple months to a year max. Longer term would be, I would say, anything above a year.
Okay. So ultimately, it's better to have more days off? because if you're mental health is a big part of productivity and, you know, just treating your employees feeling like they have breathing room, I would think is better for productivity overall, is it not?
That's what some of the studies suggest. But I guess, you know, everything in moderation. I'm sure if we had months off at a time, you wouldn't see, maybe mental health would be really good, but people wouldn't be working.
I think we should just call them bank holidays like they do in England.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
It just sounds a little, maybe federal holidays is too politicized now. Call it a bank holiday.
Sure. I'll take whatever branding for a day off. I'm not going to argue against it.
Economics reporter for CNN, Elizabeth Buchwald, we appreciate it. Thank you for talking with us today.
Thanks for having me on. Take care.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.